To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, December 9th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are ready to go here on this Tuesday. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good. It's never a boring morning in Las Vegas, I'll tell you that much.
What happened?
I was driving into work, and I come from, like, the South Point area, and I'm merging onto, like, you know where the Blue Diamond is and, like, that 215? You have to get into, like, these little lanes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going onto that little section, and swear to you, a person is running across the freeway.
What?
And I'm like looking at this person, and thank God I slowed down. He's running as fast as he can. He gets to the edge of the freeway, but I'm on the furthest lane to the right. And I'm honking at him like, oh my God, like be careful. And he just waves at me like, I did it. Like I crossed the freeway.
Wow.
I'm like, I have never ever in my life seen someone run across the actual freeway.
Especially at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like that is so dangerous.
It gave me a
heart
attack, not gonna lie. I'm like, why would people do this? I get like maybe that you don't have a car, but can you go through like the actual streets, not the freeway?
Did they seem like they were of sound mind, or could substances have been involved? You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. For the half second that I saw their face, I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
It was just more like, I got it. Like, I crossed the freeway. Like, he was like, he ran a marathon and he was excited to cross the finish line.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Well, keep an eye out for people crossing the freeway this morning as you're driving. Make sure we tell Mitch to report that next traffic report. Oh
my
gosh.
How are you other than that?
I'm good. Yesterday was a really good day. Just didn't have a ton to do, which was nice. I went home and kind of just chilled, got some stuff done. I really need to get on wrapping Christmas gifts.
Ooh.
That is like the bane of my existence. I just despise wrapping Christmas gifts. And my daughter, she loves it, which is great.
Nice.
So she's like, hey, give me those Christmas gifts you want wrapped, because she can make money doing it. And of course, she doesn't do it for free. And so this is her way of getting money to buy Christmas gifts. And I was like, okay, I just got to go through them, because I have, you know, I just have a bunch of stuff in my closet And I have to go through, like, this is for this person, this is for this person. And it's just a pile right now. I haven't had the energy to go through it. So I had all the intentions of doing it yesterday, but I was just, like, so relaxed and so happy that I was like, yeah, we'll do that another day.
Yeah, and you got, what, how many days till Christmas to do all that?
16 days.
Wow, 16.
I know. Well, 15, really, because do you guys have a tradition for Christmas Eve? Do you open gifts on Christmas Eve?
We do Christmas Eve, yep.
We do one gift on Christmas Eve, and then, you know, Santa comes, and then we do the rest on Christmas. But I like to have them under the tree and ready to go a couple days before Christmas, aside from the Santa gifts.
And is this the daughter whose birthday is this weekend?
Yes, my daughter, Brooklyn. Yeah, her birthday is this weekend. We've got two December birthdays in my family, so she's going to do a little get together with a couple of friends, and so yeah, that should be fun. And I you know, it's a crazy month for us, that is for sure.
I was like, wait, yeah, you say this every year too, two birthdays, your husband, a daughter, and then Christmas, and then your daughter comes home from college also, right?
Yes, but we are actually gonna visit my mom in Denver over the holiday break, so she's just gonna fly directly out there meet us there. Yeah, so we're just going for a couple of days just to see my mom and my siblings, so that should be nice. The rest of the time we are going to be here and just taking advantage of stuff in Las Vegas that we can't when we're busy working. You know what I mean?
Is it going to be snowing in Denver?
It's so crazy. The weather in Denver is insane. Like, my mom got a ton of snow last week. She said it was 60 yesterday.
What?
Like, it's just like, it's crazy. So we don't know what to expect.
You got
to,
like, look at the weather idea.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm like, do I bring my heavy coat or do I bring a sweater? Like, what is going on?
At least when you went to New York, you knew what to expect.
Oh, yeah. We knew. We're going to be freezing our butts off the entire time. So a lot coming up on the show this morning. You guys stick around because 7 o'clock, Beat Mercedes is back. A $425 diamond pendant to give away this morning. If you can guess the song and an artist faster than I can. Also, we've got Leona Lewis tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute, her residency at Voltaire. So many people have been talking about it. It's supposed to be such an amazing show. We'll hook you up with those tickets right around 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Let's start the show. It is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I was going through my email a few minutes ago, and I get this press release. It pops up. It says, someone's coming back to Las Vegas next year to perform the Encore Theater at the Wynn. And the second I saw his name, my stomach dropped. Bryan Adams returning to Las Vegas. And I'm reading it and I was just like,
what?
Not because he's not talented, because he is.
Okay.
It's because my mind went straight back to my experience with him when we interviewed him. And if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you probably heard this story, but I have complete PTSD after interviewing Bryan Adams. Have you ever had a bad run-in with a celebrity? Like, you picture this magical moment for so long, and then when it finally happens, the whole thing just flips on you. And that was mine with Bryan Adams. So he was, I literally just saw him on this list for like the best pop singers of the 90s. I mean, iconic, right?
Yeah.
Extremely talented. And I used to be a fan. So we had this interview set up with him. It's over the phone. And I remember sitting in the studio, just practically bouncing in my chair, so excited.
Yes,
to talk to this
I would
guy.
Be so excited like you.
Oh my gosh. I was just like, oh my gosh. So he calls, he's on the hotline, we answer the phone, and I say hello. And I will admit, I got a little fangirly and my voice kind of went really high and kind of cracked a little bit. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we have Bryan Adams on the phone. I'm such a big fan. Thank you so much for being here. Like, it got kind of
a little
like
pitchy.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First thing he says to me is, oh my God, is that your real voice? Wow, it's annoying.
He said that it's annoying.
Literally have that on. I have that on, like, on audio somewhere.
It's saved here, so we could play it back if
we
wanted to.
No, don't play it. I have the worst memory of that. No.
I do not want to give you any trauma, but it's like, we have proof.
It was just so traumatizing to me. After that, I completely blacked out. I don't remember anything that happened after that. I was so, like, hurt by that. So I just, has anyone had a moment like that with a celebrity where you were excited about it and then it was such a bad experience? 702-364-9400. I do not remember a single second of what happened after that. And so now he's returning and one press release has me spiraling right back to that moment.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So the interaction with the celebrity, it wasn't horrible. It was just more like, why did I do that? And it was back in 2018. I just moved to Connecticut and I got a job there for radio. And one of the first things my boss asked me said, hey, you know, Dua Lipa's in town, would love for you to go and interview her. I'm freaking out. This is like the beginning of her like stardom with this song. New Rules was just coming out and stuff. So I was like, I would love to interview Dua Lipa. She's an upcoming artist. So I will never forget. The first time we're backstage, I have all my notes ready, I'm prepared, and the record label rep introduces me. She goes, hey, you know, this is Steph from this so-and-so radio station, Dua Lipa meets Steph. And I could not help myself, but I started jumping up and down physically.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. And her initial reaction was like, whoa, like, hey. And then she was like, nice to meet you. And then after that, I was like, okay, I need to calm it down. The interview after that was just, I feel like I blanked just because of that first interaction. I was like, God, I messed up. Everything's happening so fast. It turns out the audio was horrible and we weren't even able to play the interview back on the station.
No.
I know.
It didn't make it. You know what? Our Bryan Adams interview didn't make it either. So if that makes you feel any better, we were like, okay, we're not going to play that one.
Oh, we're on the same page here.
This text just came in. It says, my mom once saw a soap opera star at the mall, walked up to say hello, and he said, not now. I'm shopping. Ouch. Mm.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It's December 9th, you guys. It's 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here. Pretty dark outside still.
Is
I can't
it?
Get over it.
It is.
It's just, once we pass... is it December 21st that
yes.
we switch to winter? Then it's going to change, obviously. But it's just, I don't know. I'll never get used to it being pitch black at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's so wild.
I actually almost had a heart attack because when you said it's December 9th, I thought you said December 19th. I was
no, for sure not. I have to say, Steph, I am really impressed that you finally got your husband to do something. I know how it is. Trying to get your spouse to go to the doctor or to the dentist. It's like, no pun intended, pulling teeth. And you actually got James to go.
I did. James actually went to the dentist yesterday after, get this, almost 10 years.
I cannot believe that. 10 years since he's been to the dentist.
You know what? It might have been more because the last time he's ever been to the dentist was when he was still on his parents' insurance and he's in his mid-30s. So I guess, you know, do the math there.
So what finally got him to go? How did you finally convince him?
Well, I told him, I'm like, we really need to start taking our health seriously, especially if we want to have kids soon. Like, really, you know, like our health really dictates like how the pregnancy is gonna go and you know, the
he's
success
like, not
of
me.
It. No, and I'm like, it does affect you and you're the one giving me the baby. So, you know, so he's like, you know what, fine. And another thing that got him was his work is the one that we use his dental insurance. So I'm like, we're spending all of this money. He goes, you're right. Okay. So honestly though, going into the dentist appointment, after 10 years, I'm expecting like 10 cavities. He might have a root canal.
Oh, yeah. Like, I picture, like, you know how a coal miner looks when he comes out of the mines?
Yes.
Just covered in dust. That's how I picture the dental hygienist. How was it?
Okay, so first of all, I'm tracking his location, okay? I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be a long time. He was at the dentist for 2 hours. hours.
Whoa, they're probably like, doctor, you must see this.
Please, this is a gem. No, now he comes out of the dentist appointment, he comes home, and the first thing he asks me, he says, how many cavities do you think I have? I was like, and I'm being honest with him, I'm like, I think you have at least 8 cavities. Because when I first went to the dentist after a long time, I went through it. I went through the cavities. I went through, I needed a crown, whatever, whatever.
The first number that popped in my head was 7.
7? Okay.
Okay.
He has 1 cavity.
What?
Just 1. And he said it's just a little one in the back that they're going to fill in next month. And I'm like, you're kidding me. That's it? He goes, I'm thinking like he has gingivitis, like he has the worst.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing. The doctor was so impressed. The dentist was like, you haven't been to the dentist in how long? He goes, over 10 years. He goes, wow, I thought we were going to have to do a deep cleaning on you like we did your wife.
Oh no, they totally threw you under the bus.
They sure did. The dental hygienist is like, wow, your teeth look amazing. You must have really good genes. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I must have got the bad genes. But only 1 cavity after over 10 years from the dentist.
That's so frustrating. Like I said before, it's like impossible to get my husband to go to the doctor or the dentist, and the same thing happened to him. Like, there was a time a couple years ago, I was convinced he had a cavity. Like, I feel like I can smell when people have cavities.
Yes.
And I just had, it wasn't like a terrible smell, but it was just like, I just smelled something odd. It was like metallic.
Like plaquey kind of.
To me, it smells like iron.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't explain. I was like, I think you have a cavity. And he's like, I don't want to go. And I was like, no, seriously, you have a cavity. I can smell your cavity. And he's like, I don't. And I was like, just go. So he finally goes. I push him to go. I'm waiting for the verdict. And the dentist tells him everything is perfect.
What?
No cavity, no nothing. And he's like, you know, for the past 2 weeks, we've been eating a lot of garlic. I was cooking with a lot of garlic because I was on this health kick. I was like, garlic's going to prevent us from getting sick. And I totally forgot about that. And I was like, oh, so it wasn't a cavity, it was garlic breath? And he's like, yeah.
I feel like we're such health dictators in our own household. Like, you need to go to the dentist. You need to go to the doctor.
We're mean. We're mean wives. But you know what? We care.
We do.
We do this because we care.
We nag because we love.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have so much coming up on the show this morning. We hope you guys stick around. 7 o'clock, Beat Mercedes. We're up to a $425 diamond pendant. If you can guess the song and the artist faster than I can, make sure you are listening. 7 o'clock, 7:30, we've got your tickets to check out Leona Lewis's Voltaire residency. It is supposed to be absolutely amazing. Your tickets on the way. But coming up next, we have What's Trending. A huge celebrity wedding rumor is getting louder. And now the venue at the center of it is stepping in to clear things up. Plus, the star, the heart of all this speculation, is making a big TV appearance tomorrow. Who is it? What are they going to say? We'll talk about it next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. So the internet has been spinning hard on this one. Rumors, we've talked about this, have been circulating that Taylor is eyeing June 13th, 2026 for her wedding, and that she reserved Ocean House, which is this giant yellow waterfront hotel in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, where people go when they want a wedding that looks like a postcard, basically.
Yes, I think The Great Gatsby was filmed there,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. Well, then it spirals into claims that she is buying out a couple who already had that date locked in. Ocean House, they have now stepped into the mix here, and they say none of that's happening. They say they never, ever let anyone purchase an existing wedding date, no matter who you are. That is not going to happen. Yeah. They are also not saying who, if anyone, actually holds that date because of privacy. So even if she did buy that person, try to buy that person out, they wouldn't tell her who that person is.
Right, like the anonymity or whatever.
The anonymity, yeah, absolutely.
You.
And so they say it's just not happening. So now Swifties are even more into detective mode because of this. The possibility of Taylor and Travis choosing that date, though, is still totally unverified. That is just what everyone is thinking. So maybe, just maybe, she will tease us tomorrow. She is scheduled for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert tomorrow. So this just kind of popped up yesterday. The teaser, Stephen Colbert, he posted, it shows Stephen dancing to Opalite. Just
nice.
Full montage of him at different, he's danced. And then at the very end of the teaser, there's Taylor in her cardigan smiling and saying, "Hey, Stephen." So people instantly lost their minds. The appearance lands right before her 6-part Eras tour docuseries drops on Disney Plus on Friday. So Swift Week is definitely in full throttle. I'm assuming she's just there to promote that. But who knows? Maybe she'll drop some nuggets for us.
Yeah, I'm just so intrigued and interested to know. I know there's drama between her and Blake Lively. I don't know or think that she'll be a bridesmaid with everything going on, but do you think she'll at least be invited to the wedding?
I do. I think she will be invited to the wedding. Yeah, I agree with you. I do not think she's going to be a bridesmaid, though. I know they were really tight, and then that whole court case came up, and she didn't like how she was kind of brought into it, but I definitely think she'll be invited to the wedding. I'm hoping we get invited to the wedding.
Oh, yeah? Are you kidding me? You can kill me after that. I would die happy if I went to the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding.
And that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You guys, we are looking for our final Teacher of the Month for 2025. This is your last chance for this year to nominate a teacher that you think deserves some recognition. Maybe they stay late to help your kid. Maybe you're the student and they just go above and beyond for you to make sure that you understand the concepts. We want to hear about those teachers. So all you got to do is nominate them for our December Teacher of the Month. Go to our website at mix941.fm, click on the contest tab and tell us about them. Tell us how great they are. We're going to do a random drawing and one lucky teacher is going to walk away with a $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet. We'll give them an additional $150 Visa gift card from Silver State Schools Credit Union, and of course, that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So entries, they close on Friday. Do it now. Get those nominations in for our December Teacher of the Month. And thank you so much to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. So yesterday we were talking about people who freeze up when their order is wrong. Me. and basically we went out to dinner over the weekend. My husband, he ordered a steak. He ordered it medium rare. They brought it medium well, and I was just trying to convince him just to deal with it. And I just, that stuff makes me really nervous, and I don't know what they're going to do in the back, and I just don't want to cause problems for people. It's just like, that's my people-pleasing way, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
And he complained, and he got a new steak, and everything was fine. But I got a DM from one of you, and this person, they work at a restaurant, and they told me that I should always speak up because my delivery matters, you know, my item matters. And I appreciated that. But they basically said, if you say it polite, they do want to fix it. They do want to help the customers. It's the people that come in hot and that are just so rude about it. And that's when problems can arise.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to like read it exactly what they said, but they were talking about a story where a guy in their restaurant snapped at the staff because I guess the pasta had the wrong sauce or something like that. And he just made a whole scene. He pointed at the plate like he was like scolding this toddler, like yelling and stuff. And he lectured them. The phrase I remember from the message was, he lectured us on quote unquote basic competence. And that's just insulting,
yeah.
Right? So when they took his meal back, the kitchen did a little adjustment.
Hello.
They cooked the replacement pasta perfectly, but they sprinkled the tiniest amount of crushed red pepper all across the bottom of the bowl.
Oh, no.
You couldn't see it, but it was all underneath there. And it wasn't enough to see, but it was enough to surprise. So then they said they just watched the guy, and he was sweating through his entire meal, wiping his forehead and insisting he was fine. So the message is clear. You know, kindness, it gets you help. Attitude,
gets you remembered. Have you ever gotten revenge on a bad customer? Like, how do you do that in your job? You can remain anonymous, but how did you get revenge on a terrible customer or client? 702-364-9400.
Okay, so I've never worked in the service industry, but I was a dancer and I was a coach for a hip hop team in middle school. And you know middle school, they're going through adolescence, they have attitude problems, oh my gosh. I went through all of it with these kids. And one of these girls, and I will tell you, she was one of the best dancers on that team. She had an incredible technique, she picked up choreography well, but she had an attitude
problem.
The
worst attitude, okay. Okay. Usually, like, the best ones do have the worst attitude. No, I'm kidding.
No, but sometimes, yes, truly. So I told her, you need to cut the attitude or you will not be in the dance that you want to be in. So she goes, you wouldn't dare not take me out of the piece. I'm the best one. So guess what? She wasn't in that competition the next time around. She was booted out. Her parents complained. I told my boss, once she cuts the attitude, she'll go back into that competition. But other than that, she's not going. She's not going to that competition.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I totally get it. It's hard. Like, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, but you still are like, no, this person shouldn't get away with this. We're getting some text here. This one says, I worked at a movie theater and this guy yelled at me because his popcorn didn't smell buttery enough. I handed him a new one, but I also turned his seat's armrest heater on right before he walked in, and he walked out sweating like he ran a marathon. Oh, it must have been one of those fancy theaters where, like, you get things delivered to your seat. I like that. This one says, at a clothing store, a woman snapped at me because we didn't have her size. She threw the shirt on the counter, so I refolded it into the tiniest, tightest square possible. She spent 5 minutes trying to unfold it as I watched from the mannequins. Jessica, how do you get revenge on a horrible customer?
So I used to work at a coffee shop, and when they, like, really were really, really mean to me, I'd give them decaf.
Oh, that is my nightmare.
They asked for, like, extra, extra, extra caramel. I overdo it so they get more caramel than they did the actual drink.
I don't know why that cracks me up so much. I mean, if it happened to me, it wouldn't be so funny. I was just trying to think if I ever got customer revenge. And I remember when I worked retail, there was this one woman who, she would come in like every 2 weeks. She was like a loyal customer of the store, and she was my nightmare. Like, she treated the store like it was just her personal store. And she always came in with an attitude. And every time she would come in, she would always demand that I go in the back to look for stuff. Like, she'd say, do you have any more of these in the back? And I knew what was in the back.
Yeah, you did. You worked there.
Yeah. And I was like, no, we actually don't. And she would demand that I would go. Could you just go check, please? So I'd literally walk in the back, stand there for like 3 minutes, and then go back and say, sorry, we didn't have any in the back. So one day she just pushed me way too far. And I was like, I was going to get off of my shift in like 5 minutes. And she's like, do you guys have like a large in the back? And I was like, no, we don't have any more of these in the back. I think she did this just to upset me. And she's like, please go check. So I went in the back, I grabbed my stuff, and I clocked out and I left. And I never came back.
You have guts. You know, you really do. Like, you won't say, like, I'm sorry, this is medium rare at a restaurant, but when you're that server, you don't want to mess with Mercedes.
I was just like, you know what? We're not doing this. And you know what? I never saw her again after that, so I guess it worked.
Yeah, it did.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, a diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday when the nominations dropped, but yes, the Golden Globe nominations came out yesterday, and there were some surprises, some snubs too. One Battle After Another is a big movie leader, 9 nominations. White Lotus owns the TV category with 6, but there were also a few snubs. Wicked for Good missed Best Picture, which surprised people since, you know, the whole world dressed like Glinda here. Yeah. It did sneak into the cinematic and box office achievement category, which is basically the award for movies that people saw on date night. You know, Stranger Things got 0 nominations for its final season, so fans were kind of stunned on that. Let's talk a little bit more about the TV category because I felt like we covered the movies yesterday. So here's what's nominated for Best Drama. Tell me what you go with: The Diplomat, The Pit, Pluribus, Severance, Slow Horses, and The White Lotus.
Oh, so The White Lotus is a drama. I'm thinking like it's a comedy drama. But I've never seen these, but just based off of what my husband watched, Severance.
Severance is excellent.
Yeah.
Has anyone started watching Pluribus?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I really, at first I was like, I don't know how I feel about it, but this last episode took place in Vegas.
Oh.
And I saw one of my friends on the episode.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's Gordy. Like, holy crap. Like, it was really cool. It took place over at the Westgate and in the Elvis suite. And,
oh, nice.
And yeah, I don't want to give away too much, but basically that's what happened. I like the show. It's an interesting concept. I'm really kind of intrigued. But for that category, I go either Severance or The Pit. The Pit is really, really good.
I've heard The Pit is good. Just from like the 30 minutes I've watched from the show, because I can't really watch it too much. I get sensitive to like blood and stuff.
Yeah.
It is really good, the concept and everything.
Yeah, for sure. For Best Musical or Comedy, you have Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, or The Studio.
Ooh, I've seen almost all of those except The Studio. Honestly, I love Abbott. I really do. It's so funny. They're short. They're to the point. And it's just the way that the writing is. I'm going to go with Abbott.
I think I'm going to go with either The Studio or Hacks. I love Hacks.
Hacks is also a good
so
one.
So good. So, yeah, Nikki Glaser, she returns as host on January 11th on CBS. Also this morning, if you've been living like under 3 blankets for the past couple of weeks, you are definitely in the majority. A new survey has found 86% of Americans just love getting cozy in the wintertime. 2 out of 3 of us want to hibernate like a bear. Same, same.
Yes.
The average adult spends 56 out of 90 winter days in full comfort mode. That includes couch time, layers of blankets, fuzzy socks, telling your friends you can't go out because you're in the middle of a commitment to your pillow. You know, people also turn to their comfort shows during this time. And you know what the top comfort shows are?
Is it Friends?
Friends is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Gilmore Girls, Chicago Fire, Dateline, and Law and Order.
Wow.
The classics.
What's your comfort show?
You know, I have been watching a lot of Gilmore Girls lately.
Really?
Yeah, I have been. My daughter, that's her comfort show. So by default, I started watching it and then I started getting into it again. And so, yeah, Gilmore Girls, definitely. Peak cozy time is 3 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. And those also win as the best cozy days. 76% of people say they sleep better after getting cozy before bed, which, you know, that makes a lot of sense.
It does, especially they say that you sleep better in the cold winter or weather as yes. far as that. So I can see why. Yeah.
I love this is the one thing I love about this time of the year. The rest, you and I deal with the seasonal depression, but I do love the coziness factor.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, this morning, In-N-Out has removed the number 67 from their order system.
So smart.
Now they go from 66 to 68. A video went viral showing an employee breaking the news to a teen and the teen reacting like he was just devastated. Why the change? Well, teens kept erupting into huge cheers every time order 67 was called, thanks to the 6-7 trend. Imagine a crowd celebrating harder for a cheeseburger pickup than they did when, like, Taylor and Travis got engaged, you know?
I saw the videos of all the teenagers at In-N-Out waiting for their number to be called, and they go wild.
It's craziness. One of my hair, the woman that does my hair, her assistant works at In-N-Out part-time, and she's telling me, like, it's just insanity.
Yes.
Like, a crowd will form when they're getting to that number. So In-N-Out said, yeah, we're skipping the number now, but other chains are cashing in on the trend. Wendy's has a 67-cent Frosty. Pizza Hut is offering 67-cent wings. So probably the only time that In-N-Out, you know, has ever been like chaotic on purpose. But yeah, no more at In-N-Out. Sorry.
No.
I have a question for you guys. When it's all about like how you make decisions on things that you're going to purchase or places that you're going to go, how much do reviews matter in your life? Like, I'm talking about everything from buying something online to where you stay. Because I look at them and I think they influence me more than I want to admit. And, you know, like stars and photos and long paragraphs from Donna in Ohio, who feels like yeah, a close friend at the end of the review. And they get in my head. So we went to New York last week or the week before, and the hotel we booked was rated the number one hotel in the entire city.
Ooh.
Number one. And that I was like, oh, let's look. So I look at the reviews. It's number one. This has got to be the nicest place in New York. So we stay there. And I thought I was going to walk into something like completely life-changing. And it was fine. It was clean. It was comfortable beds. Good location.
Did it live up to the reviews? Or like, was there anything special other than that?
It was just a regular hotel. They hyped it up so much. I thought we were staying in like the Waldorf Astoria. It was just like some regular hotel.
I guess, was it worth the price?
It was just... The price wasn't bad, and maybe that's why I don't know. It was just not. I didn't think it was the number one hotel in New York City by any means.
Yeah, my big thing is do I rely too much on these reviews? Because I won't buy anything, eat somewhere, stay somewhere, or use someone's services if it's not a 4.5 out of 5.
What?
Really? Yeah. That's your threshold.
Like 4.4, next. I'm not even looking
oh
at it.
Oh my God, you're bougie. bougie.
For sure. And the number of reviews count too. Perfect example, I was on Amazon and there was this, the item I was looking at had a perfect score, 5 out of 5, but only had 60 reviews. Then I saw another product that was 4.5 but had like 6,000 reviews. So I went with the 4.5 instead of the 5.
Interesting. Does anyone else do this? Like, how much do reviews matter to you? 702-364-9400. Do you let them steer them? Do you have a threshold? Do you just completely ignore them? Because I do believe that on some things, they're just like employees writing the reviews, or they're bots writing the reviews. And you know that happens. And that's what I feel like happened with me in the hotel situation. I'm like, these are all employees. I mean, this is the number one. And they asked me to write a review. And I'm going to write an honest review. I'm going to be like, I don't think this is the number one hotel in New York City.
So not a 5 out of 5.
No, but it wasn't bad. I'd give it a 4 out of 5, but it wasn't number one.
So you're going to hurt those stars. See, now you're going to get someone like me. Like, oh, you dropped it down to a 4.4. Now you lost the customer.
Where do you land on this? Like, what do you guys think? How much do reviews matter to you? Steph, did they matter at all?
Oh my gosh. I never knew how much this matters to businesses before. James is so good about this stuff. Kind of like you remember. Make sure that there's a 4.5 stars. How many reviews is there compared to their competitors? And he really, really dives deep. For me, I'd rather take my friend's word of mouth review than someone on Yelp, because there are people out there like that are employees or even people's competitors that will talk trash on these Yelp reviews. I've seen it happen before. And even James has worked closely with Yelp before with like clients and stuff. And they say they have to do so much to make sure that this review is actually legitimate. And I love the companies and the businesses that actually reply back to those comments that are bad, because it takes they're taking the time to make sure, like, I am so sorry if you're your bad experience. We do our best to do whatever. So,
but some of them are really snarky replies, and I actually love that. I love that. We're getting some texts here. This one says reviews matter. This one says 4.0 threshold. This says they do influence me, but you've got to be strategic on how you read the reviews. Can you expand on that? Like, what do you mean by that? This one says, I don't look at reviews because companies will give discounts for positive reviews regardless of the service. Let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, good morning. What do you think?
I think it's a parking lot that tells the difference. If the parking lot is full for a restaurant, then that is a very good sign.
The parking lot test. That is true. If there's a way, like, you go to Original Pancake House on a Saturday and Sunday, there are people waiting outside. I don't know what the reviews are, but people think it's worth the wait. Mm-hmm. Is that more of an indicator in your mind?
I will say this, because reviews are just someone's opinion, right? And you might not agree with that person's opinion. Like, these pancakes suck. Oh, I thought those pancakes were good. So the reviews right there are already different. And sometimes, you know, sometimes the restaurant had a bad day. It was just a bad day for the restaurant and something went wrong, and then the whole day was just bad.
Yeah, that's true. This one says, I follow your rule. Number one hotel should feel like number one. Regular room would throw me too. This one says, Mercedes, I trust reviews more than I trust my own family. If it's under 4.5, I move on. This one says, I stayed at a hotel with perfect reviews and a chocolate on the pillow in every room. My room had no chocolate. I never recovered.
Never going back there again. Are
you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Rebecca, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Oh my gosh, we're so excited.
Are you? Who's helping you this morning?
I'm with my 9-year-old Sloan and my 5-year-old. We just got to school.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Sloan. Hi, Gwen.
Hi.
Oh, I love when the families play together.
Me too.
Okay, here's the deal. You guys, you know how it works. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You get them all correct, and you are going to win these tickets to Leona Lewis's residency. If any of you know the answer, just scream it out. If I hear the right one, we're going to move on, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys. Okay. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What is the national bird of the United States?
Eagle.
Yes. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe takes place in what magical land?
Narnia.
Yes. What kind of meat is used in a classic BLT sandwich?
Bacon.
Yes.
And
what is the second vowel of the alphabet?
E.
Yes. What is the name of the kingdom where Shrek lives?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
What is the process by which water turns into vapor?
Condensation?
No. What season officially starts on December 21st?
Winter.
Yes.
And the last one's evaporation.
That is correct. What is the movie starring Bruce Willis that people debate if it's a Christmas movie?
Die Hard.
Yes. What sweet treat is made by spinning sugar?
What did you say? What
sweet treat is made by spinning sugar?
Pass.
In terms of health, 120 over 80 is the ideal what?
Blood pressure.
Yes. What is the name of the kingdom where Shrek lives?
No.
Oh, that's tight. Darn it, you guys. I did not know this either. That kingdom is known as Far, Far Away?
Yes.
I had no clue on that, Rebecca. You're not alone on that one. And then the sweet treat made by spinning sugar. Cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Did you hear her for question number
eight?
Yeah,
I think we all got a little distracted. She said that it is Die Hard is a Christmas movie, according to Rebecca. You know what? I'm going to give her that one just because she did a great job. But unfortunately, not enough to get the win on that, which means caller 20 right now. You are going to get these tickets, two of them, to Leona Lewis's Las Vegas Christmas residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
If your relationship feels a little wobbly right now, brace yourself because the most popular breakup day of the entire year is this week. It is Thursday, December 11th. Researchers, they looked at old Facebook relationship status data.
Oh, God.
Back when changing your status felt like you were signing some sort of legal paperwork, and they noticed a spike on that date, a huge one. So many couples switched from in a relationship to single on December 11th that it earned the title of National Breakup Day. So the holiday, you know, this holiday season's tougher on couples, right?
And,
you know, there's a lot of things that you have to deal with. The dating app study also found that 75% of online daters have gone through a Christmas season breakup. The other big breakup windows are late March and the Tuesday before Valentine's Day, which people call Red Tuesday. So why does romance fall apart this week? Psychologists say people start thinking about the next year, and then suddenly every doubt just feels a little bit louder, and holiday stress. And yeah, that you have a recipe for a relationship audit, basically. So if your partner starts to talk like, we need to talk, we need to discuss something important, you better be ready for that one.
Have you guys experienced this during the holiday season or maybe before Valentine's Day?
Not like breakups or anything, but I do sense like tensions rise a little because like the one thing we will argue about is money, because like I'm a saver, my husband's a spender, and you know, I get the bills because I'm the one that does all the finances. And so I see what he spent on this or like a gift for me. And I'm like, hey, I don't need that. Like, and then he's like hurt because he's just trying to do something nice. You know what I mean?
I do wonder if maybe visiting, you know, your partner's family is a factor as well. Like, I don't want to go to her, you know, mom's house. I'd rather just stay at my house.
How do you get
house.
Along with your in-laws?
Oh, it's fine. So yeah, we usually do half and half. Usually the morning at her house, at her mom's house, and then at night at my mom's house. It's usually how it goes.
But is there ever a fight with like how much time you're spending at one versus the other?
No, I've been very fortunate.
Okay.
So very lucky.
That's
for sure.
Good. I don't know. What about you and James? Do you guys fight about stuff during this time?
No, we don't fight over this. I think I'm just so upset with this thing is because we're basing it off of Facebook.
Well,
and the relationship
that's why they
status.
Made it the national. I mean, it wasn't scientific by
that's
any
funny.
Means, but also this morning, speaking of the holidays, a new survey looked at the top holiday films from the last 50 years, and America has spoken. We are a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation country.
It's not a bad one.
Yeah, 31 states chose it as the number one holiday movie. Second place went to A Christmas Story, then Home Alone.
Also good.
Elf came in fourth. I know you don't like Elf. I love Elf.
Elf is not lame. Elf is great.
I will say this. I gave it a third try last year, and it was making me laugh. So I was like, okay, maybe it's not
maybe
that
maybe it has
bad.
To grow on you. But yes. What is your favorite Christmas movie of all of them?
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Hilarious. Oh my God. I have it on 4K. I can watch it on HBO Max.
Because you need to see Billy Bob Thornton in 4K.
Yes. I want to see him throw up.
I am actually really disappointed in the movie guy. Our movie guy is Ramon, and his Christmas movie is Bad Santa.
All those other ones were great, though. Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Home Alone 2 also. Yeah, those are all great, too. Don't get me wrong.
I love Home Alone. I love Elf. A Christmas Story, I have to be in the mood for.
Really?
I don't know.
I watched it last week. It was so good.
It was good. Yeah, yeah, I have to be in the mood for that one.
Ralphie and Randy.
Yeah. Not forever. What? You'll shoot your eye out.
Yes.
Finally, this morning, get ready for your eyes to mist over before breakfast. We told you guys about the 88-year-old Army veteran named Ed Bombas, right?
Yes.
He has been working full-time at a grocery store because he has no other option. He lost his pension when GM went bankrupt back in 2009, and then his wife got sick, and he lost his health insurance, so he sold his property to pay for her care. She ended up passing away 7 years ago, and he has been working ever since, still more than $200,000 in debt because of her illness.
Wow.
Well, a creator named Samuel Weidenhofer saw a story and set up a GoFundMe page. More than 65,000 people donated, and Ed was handed a check for more than $1.7 million.
Wow.
Good for him.
Listen to this. This is amazing.
Oh my God.
Enough to clear his debt and finally retire. A reporter asked him what message he would send his wife if he could.
Ooh.
And he said, "Thank you, honey."
Stop!
I want to cry.
Who is cutting the onions right now?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. Jennifer, you are caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are so happy to have you play Heads Up, and we hear you have help from Levi this morning. Hi, Levi.
Hi.
Ready to do this, you two?
We are.
All right, let's get you these tickets to the advanced screening of the new SpongeBob movie. Pick a category for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree, Home Alone, Swipe Right, or Turn It Up?
Home Alone.
Home Alone it is. All right, it is Christmas season, and Home Alone is a big Christmas movie. These are all different Christmas movies, okay?
Okay.
Are you guys pretty well versed in Christmas movies?
Yes.
Oh, good. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Levi is going to take this home for us. I just know it. All right. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. Let's do this, guys.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the one with Will Ferrell and...
Elf.
Yes. This is the person that stole Christmas. Yes. This is Tim Allen, and he is going from house to house and...
Pass.
This is You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. The pink bunny outfit, Ralphie.
Christmas Story.
Yes. This is the train that the kids ride on. This is Bruce Willis, and everybody debates if this is a Christmas movie.
Die Hard.
Yes. This is the one with Snoopy, and he is with his owner. It's a...
Peanuts.
No.
Pass.
Okay. This is with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he is trying to get a toy for his kid.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted you guys to get it. We were so close. We had four. We had to skip a couple. The Tim Allen one. You guys know that one?
Santa Claus.
Yes. The train one.
Polar Express.
Yes. The one with Snoopy.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And then Jingle All the Way.
Was it. I'm sorry, you guys. That was a really good try. Unfortunately, not enough to win.
heads up. That means caller 20 right now. You're going to get two passes to the advanced screening of the new SpongeBob movie. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and someone is being a Grinch, and that is a local fast food place.
Yes, they are.
Steph is on the search for something, and you can't find it anywhere. What's going on?
I know, and I'm so upset because the one time I give in of going somewhere, they don't have it anywhere. So McDonald's has this Grinch meal. It's like this limited time thing they're doing. You can either choose a piece, a 10-piece chicken McNugget or a Big Mac. It comes with a medium drink, and this is what's cool. It comes with like this special dill pickle Grinch sauce.
I've seen that.
Have you
yeah.
seen that? Okay.
Is that the sprinkle stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can put it on the fries. You can put it on the burger. You shake it up and it's supposed to be super good. But one thing that I went there for that I really wanted is it comes with a pair of collectible Grinch themed socks. So James is like, we got to go. I'm like, I'm not really a huge McDonald's fan. But he's like, it comes with Grinch socks. I'm like, I'm in. Let's go. All right. So we search high and low at every single McDonald's near our apartment. And I swear to you, every single McDonald's was sold out. We go to one not too far from us. They look right when you pull up into the drive-thru. It says, sold out of the Grinch meal. And it's like in that handwriting, like they put it in last minute. They're like, sold
like,
out.
They're like, Shirley, go write a sign to put on out there.
Exactly. So that's taped onto the first McDonald's. Like, all right, it's fine. We'll go to the next one. We pull up to the next one. And it's the same thing. Sold out of the Grinch meal. Like another Shirley part two. Wrote it down, taped it up real quick. And I feel bad for this McDonald's because it's right across the street from South Point and the rodeo was in town recently. So I know they were busy. Okay, so we'll give
the Cowboys like the Grinch too.
Exactly.
Don't take that away from them.
So I'm like, I'm going to give the rodeo a break. I'm going to go to my third McDonald's. The third McDonald's is sold out as well. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is it going to take for me to find this limited edition Grinch meal at McDonald's? But to find it, I couldn't find it anywhere. If you know a McDonald's here in town that knows that they're not, let me know.
I fear like maybe you missed the boat because I remember hearing when they first came out and like everyone was getting them. And now like they're probably all sold out.
Yeah, you think so?
I don't know. I do respect the dedication. Have you ever like driven all around town just to get your hands on something? Or you were like, I must find this. 702-364-9400. The last time a limited edition item got me like that was the BTS McDonald's figurines.
Oh, that's right.
And like I felt possessed. Matt and I were driving all over town trying to find them. I had even had my phone open to a fan account that claimed to have a tracker that would tell you the exact locations in which they had these figurines at. And he hit like four locations. He was getting, you know, 2, 4, and 6 here, and 1, 3, and 7 were at this one. And then he had to find 5 at another one. And I mean, he was bribing the workers. He's like, I'll give you $10 if you let me pick the ones again. And she's like, hurry. And then, like, again, like it was a whole thing.
I'm so sorry. Ramon, have you ever searched high and low for limited edition?
Yes, I remember when the Raiders first came into town, right, several years ago. They came out with like special beer cans with the Raiders logo, a Coca-Cola can with the Raiders logo, Dr. Pepper cans with chip bags. And I had to go to a different store for every single product. Like for the beer, I had to go to the Chevron that was somewhere down at South Point. For the Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper, I had to go to this Smith, like in Henderson. For the chips, I had to go to this Albertsons in the central city of town. Yeah, I drove around. The only thing that I was lucky about it was during pandemic. So the roads are empty. So I didn't catch any traffic
nice.
Or anything.
And now you're just searching for a Raiders win. That's what you're That's looking for. That's truly limited edition.
I can always count on you for a little dig. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so sorry for you, especially with that Raiders-Broncos game and the whole controversy at the end.
Hey, we're going for that number one pick. All right, we got to be number one in something.
I know. That's true. Like at this point, they just need to lose all their games,
yes,
right?
Yes, agreed.
Like, but I'm worried that they're in true Raiders fashion going to start winning now.
The Raider thing to do.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come on.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
Las Vegas, our queen, she did it again. Asia Wilson has been named Time's 2025 Athlete of the Year. I mean, so well deserved. Four-time MVP, three-time champion. She makes every defender question their choices in life. Seriously.
Yeah, no kidding.
Time said, yes, you are the one. Her list of accomplishments this year, I mean, it literally reads like someone hit cheat mode if you're using her. Fastest WNBA player to reach 5,000 points, third Defensive Player of the Year award, a fourth record fourth MVP, a second Finals MVP. She's also the first player in either the WNBA or the NBA to win a title and be named Finals MVP, regular season MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, all in the same season. So, I mean, this is seriously video game stuff right here.
She has a chance to go down as the greatest women's basketball player of all time.
Yeah, I think she's well on that track. In her interview, she talked about growing up in South Carolina, the Aces' slow start this season, and just the future of the league, which is really in question. When, you know, she was asked about Goat Talk, she said she thinks she is on her way there. She's fully confident. And I love that. She, I don't think she's like cocky about it. I think she's just like matter of fact, like, yeah, my actions speak for themselves. Exactly.
I will never forget the first time I met her was here at the station, and she was coming in, I think 2019. She was on crutches. Do you remember this, Mercedes? She was on crutches. She comes in, just the humblest person.
Yeah.
Who knew that a couple years later would she get the MVP? And now, like, I'm seeing her on these big talk shows. I'm like, I can't believe that's the same girl I met on crutches who was injured in that 2019 season.
When she was a rookie and she came in here before the season even started with her parents.
Her parents
came in here with her, and we had heard that Chipotle was her favorite fast food. So we went to Chipotle and we asked them, hey, do you have like a gold card status or something like that you would be willing to give? And they're like, we do, but there's a whole application process for that. But they gave us a stack
of free Chipotle, and we gifted that to her, and she was all excited. She's like, oh my gosh, it was really cool.
That's so awesome.
And her shoes are pretty fire too.
I know. I love her shoes. Time's Person of the Year issue hits newsstands on December 19th, and the main Person of the Year announcement comes on Thursday. Also this morning, a new poll revealed something I did not expect. 1 in 7 Americans will have more than one Christmas tree in their home this year. 71% of people say they're putting a tree up. And of that group, 20% have at least two. 2% have more than three. I mean, that's like taking this to a competitive sport level. We do have two in our home.
You do?
Really? Yeah, that was by my request. So like we have our main one, but in our family room, which is where we spend the most time, there was never anything, and there was a perfect spot. And I, so I asked my husband to get us a flocked tree, like one of the white ones. Yeah.
Oh, those are dope.
I love those.
The white, yes.
Yeah, so he got us one. And so now we have a flocked tree in that room and then the regular tree.
I grew up with the white tree, so I enjoy those.
Are they all fake, though, your guys' trees?
Yeah, we only do fake.
Yeah, same. Go
ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, I only have a little tree. My tree is like 2 feet tall.
Like a Charlie Brown one?
Yes, exactly, my tree.
I never understood the attractiveness of a real tree. I mean, everything I hear is all negatives, right? Be careful because it'll catch on fire. You got to eventually throw it away. You have to go get one and bring it back. Like, what are any pros for a real tree?
That was our childhood. Like, we would go to the Christmas tree farm and cut down the tree ourselves. And it smelled amazing. But I think I told you guys, I found like a spider's nest in it. Like it, looking back, I'm like, meh.
The smell is probably the only pro. Everything else is a con.
For sure.
I felt like that was the only thing too, but really it's decorating it too. Because when you decorate it, it's a different feeling than decorating a fake tree, in my opinion.
Okay. I've never had a real tree.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You're kind of missing out, but in the other way, there's just too many problems you have to deal
because
with.
Eventually you have to throw it away, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, like, who's going to do all that? Me.
Finally, this morning, if you grew up in the 80s, get ready to time travel. So peanut butter boppers are back because of Stranger Things. Have you guys been watching this season at all?
Oh my gosh, I'm caught up. It's so great.
I love this show.
Yes. So I don't remember Peanut Butter Boppers. I know you guys are too young for that.
Yeah, same.
But I don't remember them. But they have partnered with Nature Valley to revive them because of Stranger Things. I guess they were peanut butter logs rolled in crunchy coating. They disappeared in 1989. Which means kids today have no idea, I guess, that they missed this part of snack culture. I don't think they had them where I lived, but you can buy the new version online at sreepob.com, which is basically boppers spelled backwards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, Stranger Things loves the theme. They're $19.87. Which, you know, coincides with the year.
Oh.
Each year comes with an upside down survival kit, a retro t-shirt, and a recipe card. Only one box per customer. Reviewers say that the flavor is spot on. The bars are bigger than the originals, but you only get 4 instead of 6. If you miss out, Nature Valley posted a DIY recipe with peanut butter, sugar, chocolate, any crunchy toppings that you want. But I'm just like loving this season because they had those, which I didn't remember, but they had something else that they are also bringing back that just brought back so many memories. I'm going to give you guys a hint, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See if you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes I dream that he is me.
What?
You got to see that's how I dream to be.
Michael Jordan.
I dream I groove like Mike. If I could be like Mike. Do you guys remember
that?
What is that? My gosh. He is me. Two dreams, that's how I dream to be. You guys remember? I dream, I move. I dream, I groove like Mike. They're bringing back Gatorade in the glass bottle.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. You're
no
right.
No kidding.
The
right,
glass bottle.
I want one of those.
I chipped my front tooth on one of those.
You did?
Yes.
What happened? happened?
I was after volleyball practice. I went to take a drink. This bee hits me in the head and clunks it off. And it just cracked my tooth right there. I was like,
it's probably why they discontinued those. Probably not the first one.
But I don't know why. When I saw it on Stranger Things, I was so excited. I said to my husband, I'm like, I chipped my tooth on one of those before. It was amazing.
Why are you so proud?
I don't
know. Like, that's me. I did that.
That's why I got these fake front teeth here.
Good to know.
It's Mix 94.1.
Hey, it's Mix 94.1. It's a glass Gatorade bottle.
Oh, my gosh. So, some jobs, they will turn you into a broken record, and you will say the same thing over and over and over again without thinking. And I had that moment this morning. I was getting ready for work, and I was thinking, how many times in my life have I said 702-364-9400? It's got to be in the hundreds of thousands. It could even be in the, do you think maybe millions?
I would say it was definitely in the millions.
That line, I say several times a morning. Just, it's our phone number here at the radio station. That is how I get you guys to communicate with us, whether you use it to call us or to text us. That is our number. And I say it so many times a day. It's gotten to the point where if someone asks me for my actual phone number, like my cell phone, I'll say 702-364-9. Oh, and then I realize I'm not saying it. It's like, I think every job has one of those lines. What is the line that you repeat all day to the point where you hear yourself saying it over and over and over again? And we asked our Facebook friends that question. The question we asked was, without naming your job, post something you say 20 times a day. And I am dying at these responses.
All the people responded to
yes.
It.
Okay, nice. So I'll give you the line, and then you guys have to guess what they do for a living.
Ooh.
And the thing is, I don't have confirmation on this, so I don't know, because they didn't post what they do.
Just play along.
Carrie says hummus or tzatziki.
Oh, she works at a Greek restaurant.
Panera bread.
Oh, do they have tzatziki at Panera?
I don't know what tzatziki is.
Oh, it's a sauce.
It's so good. We got to take you to a Greek restaurant.
Yeah. Doug says, I can't wait until you all settle down.
A dad?
I was going to say like a teacher.
Yeah, I was going to say preschool.
Maybe, yeah.
Jane says, representative.
Customer service?
Does she call like a customer service
who
a lot?
Who does she call?
Call us up and let us know what is the line that you say 20 times a day, and we'll try to guess what it is that you do for a living. 702-364-9400 is our number. Let's see. Van says, please get to work and stop talking. Oh, you must be married.
I was going to say a supervisor, but that could work too.
Okay, I know what this person does. So I can answer this, but their phrase is, let's go.
A coach.
Pretty much. She teaches spin. Which is one of my old teams.
Let's go. Yeah, I can see that.
This one, it says, how is your day? How's Vegas treating you?
How is your day? How is Vegas treating you?
Concierge.
Yeah. Or like a taxi or Uber driver.
It's an Uber driver. It's our buddy Coco.
Yes! Yes! I love Coco.
What about you guys? What is it for you?
Cash or card. Working the register.
Cash or card. Yeah.
Yeah. You work part time in retail. So and is it usually cash or is it usually card?
Oh, it's 90% card now.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. When I was I'll just say it. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Dance instructor.
Everybody, come on. Get information. That was another one.
Say it again.
5, 6, 7, 8. Oh my god, dance teachers are probably hating it.
They're
right
probably,
now.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, that's offbeat. It's offbeat.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.